Our style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars. As the cold weather creeps in, we realise that even the most stylish of ladies needs to keep warm. And this autumn, glove is the drug. Like all important accessories, they can instantly change the look and mood of an outfit. They're a great way of adding colour to what you're wearing, and talk about a lot of look for your buck. Great gloves can cost a lot less than boots and bags. And of course, there are so many types to play with, and in every length and colour, even gold and silver works. Perhaps the coolest, literally, are the current crop of half-handed glovelets, as almost worn by Beyoncé, Paris, Lindsay Lohan, and Hilary Duff. Sometimes fingerless, sometimes palmless, they definitely won't keep the chill out, but you will at least look really hot. If you're feeling a little shabby, it's a great way of instantly dressing up an outfit, and think of the money you'll save on manicures. For the latest star style this season, get gloved up.
Good, isn't it? Star Style Podcast.
Jade Goody's new reality TV show, Jade's PA, has started as she looks to relaunch her image. We're not suggesting you take tips from Jade or Jade's mum.
C-list celebs like her are not my sort of cup of tea at all. When people like her start wearing fashionable clothes, then I think that's the time to change the fashions and start wearing something else.
I don't think mine and Jade's tastes are very similar.
At first I thought she was kind of like silly and stuff, but I mean, I've really grown into like liking her and stuff. I don't have a problem with her. I think she's just doing her stuff, and
she's just lets her boobs out, and it's not really stylish, is it? It's not really classy, and I think I admire people with classic look and people who take time in what they're in, pride in what they wear.
I don't think I could stand her voice grating on me for even 20 minutes. I think I'd have to throw a brick at her head.
So, who would you want to take shopping with you this weekend?
Maybe Sienna Miller, because she's got that slight alternative style to what she wears.
Probably say Sienna Miller. Kate Moss, probably be on my top 10 list. Definitely Jade Goody, can't stand her.
I'd have to take like Tyra Banks then.
But not Jade Goody at all.
Sienna Miller, don't know, people like that.
There's a couple of people. I like Victoria Beckham. Like, I don't know, I just like her style and stuff. I know a lot of people don't like admire her like that, but I really like her style.
I would probably think someone like Jodie Kidd or Erin O'Connor, someone like that.
And Beyonce, I like a little bit of Beyonce too.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra. Heat Radio, the podcast.
Once upon a time, wearing tights with open-toe shoes would have been the ultimate fashion faux pas. But now it's set to be hot this season, thanks to celebs like Christina Aguilera and Tara Palmer Tomkinson. Think about it. What better way to hide those pale, pasty winter legs? And it's going to keep you warm. It's said that thick eyebrows are a sign of passion and energy. And now it's set to be this season's new A-list look. Maybe one of those that you might hold back on for a bit, though. You first. It's so long to ballet pumps. Not that we ever fell out of love with ballet pumps, but they're just not practical. Soggy toes are no fun and usually lead to snotty noses, neither of which is a good look in any season.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio, the podcast.
Purple is the colour of kings and queens. So it makes sense for A-list royalty to love it too. They're both rich, famous, and love a red carpet. But you don't have to be posh to wear purple. You can be a plum princess like Jessica Simpson and go all out in a dazzling dress and matching boots. Or if you're a shrinking violet, try accessorizing in purple like Eva Longoria. If you're going to add a little colour to an outfit, try it with a headband, earrings, shoes or bag. Warehouse have a great new range in autumn's In Look, including some great coats. For a smaller budget, check out New Look. And River Island have some really cool purple accessories. Whatever you decide this season, purple reigns supreme.
It's Star Style, the podcast.
We're not saying it's an everyday look, but for special occasions, stars like Scarlett Johansson are turning back time for a little extra chic. The Fabulous 40s, pale complexion, rosy pink cheeks, and bright red lipstick are the order of the day. It may be good for the A-listers, but is the Morticia look from the Addams Family something you'll be trying this weekend?
A bit girly, a bit too girly for my liking, not my taste particularly. I'm a bit more from my eastern roots, go for a lot of sort of sun-kissed type look. Not really into the whole English rose type thing, so I like sort of pale and smoky generally, yeah.
My colouring doesn't fit with bright red lips and very heavy eyes, so I probably wouldn't go for it, although it looks very good on them.
That's quite classic, that's nice, yeah, I like that. Soft colours, light colours, dark colours are always nice in the winter anyway.
As long as it's not too heavy, when they're just doing it for the sake of image, then it's not at all attractive, but when they just kind of do it a little bit and don't go over the top, it's quite attractive.
What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra. Heat Radio. The podcast.
This week, we find out what's been going on under the tea cosy hat for the last 2 years as Badly Drawn Boy released their fifth album, Born in the UK, which gets 4 stars from Heat magazine. And last week, frontman Damon Goff was listed in the top 10 coolest people in music. Let's see just how cool you think he looks.
He is a sexy hunk.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty. Pretty enough.
He makes cool music, but...
Yeah, good music, but not, you know... as attractive.
He looks like he doesn't wash very much, and that's probably why he wears the hat. I'm not even sure it would come off his head.
Quite stylish in a way, but then in a way that I wouldn't like to be out with him.
Just doesn't do it for me.
I think it's quite nice, actually. He's not trying too hard, he just looks good all the time. A bit messy.
Far too hairy, and looks scruffy. So, yeah, not my type at all.
So it doesn't do it for me. Not at all. Not one bit.
Not really my type. Too furry.
It looks a bit scruffy, but I'm sure loads of ladies love the scruffy guys, so I'm sure he's not going to have a problem if he's in a band anyway.
Not the kind of guy I go for, but I don't know. I don't think so. Nah.
Who else do you quite fancy in the music biz?
A bit of Ashton Kutcher, maybe, or a bit of Jude Law. Wouldn't mind. Wouldn't say no.
Strokes. Chico.
I really can't say that he does anything at all for me. Someone that used to be a goat herder and a stripper just doesn't really turn me on, I must admit.
Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends, plus reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra. Heat Radio. The podcast.